I'm Mason Wade for ECNN. Today is Saturday, July the 6th. The annual Thayer 4th of July celebration was held last night at the Thayer High School football field. There were thousands of people that gathered for the fireworks show and all other activities. There were kids' games, food booths, free watermelon, skydivers, AeroVac landed on the field. Then E-Communications Richard Kaysen and Mike Crace announced the winner of the $4,000 in cash cards given away by Community First Banking Company, Skillets, and E-Communications.
Our winner
there can
is
be only one.
Congratulations to Danny Huffmaster!
Yes! Yeah, oh!
From Mill Spring, Arkansas, winner of $4,000 in cash cards.
Danny was asked what he thought when his name was announced.
I really didn't believe it. What happened?
Danny became a qualifier by answering a trivia question on air, so we asked him what the question was.
What was the first English colony in America settlement, and it was Jamestown?
Then at dark, there was a huge firework display. Also in news, Tuesday night, West Plains police responded to a report of a vehicle crash involving a pedestrian. The accident happened when a 50-year-old man from West Plains was walking in a southbound lane of traffic and was struck by a vehicle. The man who was walking was pronounced deceased at the scene. The accident happened on U.S. Highway 63 near the bridge over McFarland Drive. The case is still under investigation. A man from Birch Tree has been arrested and charged with sodomy. On Friday, Joel Mitchell was charged by the Shannon County Sheriff's Office on charges of felony second-degree sodomy. Mitchell is being held in the Shannon County Jail. A man at South Central Correctional Center in Licking has died. On Thursday, 86-year-old Arlen Jones was pronounced dead at the Corrections Center's medical unit. Jones has been there since 2016 and was serving a 30-year sentence for 3 counts of first-degree statutory sodomy of a person under 14 years of age. Jones died of natural causes. Two Van Buren residents have been arrested on a search warrant. On Thursday, Carter County Sheriff's Office conducted a search warrant at the home of Paul Mayberry Jr. During the search, deputies found suspected illegal drugs, distribution equipment, money, and drug paraphernalia. Deputies also discovered that there were children present in the home as well. They arrested two suspects, Paul Mayberry Jr. and James Birdwell, on possession of a controlled substance and endangering the welfare of a child. Both are being held at the Carter County Jail on no bond. And a man from Colorado has been arrested on felony charges. On Wednesday afternoon, the Shannon County Sheriff's Office arrested Jack Fiorino. The Sheriff's Office conducted a traffic stop at the intersection of Missouri 99 and County Road 646. A canine unit was deployed and deputies discovered in the vehicle a powdery white substance that field tested positive for codeine and amphetamines. Fiorino was arrested and charged with felony possession of a controlled substance. He is being held in the Shannon County Sheriff's Office on a bond set at $5,000 cash only. The Missouri State Highway Patrol reports 3 vehicle accidents. On Thursday, a tractor was hit in Douglas County. The accident happened when a 70-year-old man from Oldfield attempted to pass the tractor that a 30-year-old man and a 29-year-old woman from Ava were attempting to make a left turn on. They all suffered minor injuries. The man from Oldfield was taken to Cox Hospital in Springfield, and the Ava couple left in private vehicles. The accident happened on Missouri 14, 1 mile east of the Christian County line. On Friday, 2 vehicles struck head-on in Douglas County. The accident happened when a 23-year-old man from Springfield drove into the pathway of an 80-year-old man from Seymour, and they hit head-on. The Springfield man suffered serious injuries and was life-flighted to the Cox South Medical Center, while the man from Seymour suffered serious injuries and was transported to the Cox South Medical Center by ambulance. The accident happened on Highway 14 west of Route O. Also on Friday, a Howe County teen was involved in a one-car accident. The accident happened when the 19-year-old male from Willow Springs ran off the right side of the roadway and struck a tree. The teen suffered minor injuries and was transported to Ozarks Healthcare. The accident happened on U.S. 160 at County Road 7100, 5 miles west of West Plains. And a man from New Hampshire was arrested in Shannon County. On June 29th, the Shannon County Sheriff's Office arrested David Larkin of Barrington, New Hampshire. Larkin was taken into custody and charged with felony possession of a controlled substance. Larkin is being held at the Shannon County Jail with a bond set at $10,000. For more news, sports, and weather, go to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Streaming live on all your devices, including Amazon Alexa, Echo, Dot, Google, Smart Speaker, the ECNN app, and more. And don't forget, keep all medicines and safe cabinets and out of the reach of children. At ECNN, we care.